mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, we're now into hour number two of this live Friday edition. We just had Dr. John Breeding on, who was at the committee hearings a few weeks ago here in Texas, where the doctors, psychiatrists for the pharma came up and said, well, the reason that more than half of the children in foster care are drugged with antipsychotics and other drugs is because their mental defects, they have bad genetics, they have a bad gene pool, total eugenics. Now coming up in a few minutes, we're going to take some calls first, is Charlie Iserby, number two position, Department of Education under Ronald Reagan. Talk about education, the national ID card, all of it. She's done some detailed analysis of some of the police state developments. And then, of course, we got Declan McCullough in the third hour, CNET News, to talk about the national ID card as well. We'll also get into how they've all geared up for martial law across the country. A lot of really serious issues there. But right now, let's go to Ann in Texas. Annie in Texas. Go ahead. You're on the air. Hello, Annie.
Hello.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
I was wondering that you had a show on a while back about mercury poisoning.
Yes.
And I have been unable to get the name of your video anywhere. I wanted to order it.
Okay, well, I've made 11 videos myself, and they get into the vaccine some in two of the videos, but mainly the information about the vaccines is in a vaccine section on PrisonPlanet.com. PrisonPlanet.com, yes.
Planet.com, okay. And then I did have a comment about what was just discussed.
Yes.
And I have a major in biology, and I have a master's in education. I taught school for a while. And I just wanted to comment that I don't believe drugs is the answer to the problem of children. But I also want to say that the way a person is a combination of their genetics and the environment.
Yeah, nature, nurture.
With the environment, they now believe is heavily a factor. But I wanted to comment that after teaching school, I can see that the schools have become a bad influence, both through other students and because they've taken God out of the schools, and they're promoting things in there, such as captain underwear, where there's a total disrespect of authority for the principal. It's books, you know, and the Harry Potter books, where they practice occult, teach the kids to do occult, and it opens them up, I believe, to demon invasion. And I really believe that acceptance of Jesus is the answer to the change and to not force these kids, the school system.
Oh, they've got statistics that about 90% of the time getting a young person into a good church fixes them. But instead we go, here, we'll just take you from your parents because you were hyperactive. We'll put you on a bunch of drugs and screw you up. How's that sound? I mean, how can they claim that more than half the children in foster care need to be on drugs because they're, quote, mentally defective when there's been no medical test, no nothing? They just say it and put them on drugs. I mean, it's pure evil. Thanks for the call. I do appreciate your comments, Ann, and we'll get to Regina and Mark and Patrick and everybody else, too, so stay with us. And there's so many other news items here. Crude oil is almost at $55, at $54.82 right now. I mean, that's what it's trading at. Almost $55. Just, it's insane. A bunch of news about biometrics and the national ID card coming up. We now learned why the indie media sites, 20 of them, got taken down by a foreign government. Italian government says seize those websites. We're not going to tell you why. FBI says, yes, sir, we have to under treaties with you. It's the world government. We now learned what it was all over. We'll tell you about that, too, as well, when we return after this quick break. It may seem like I plug my websites a lot. It's because most people still don't hear what they are and need to know them. It's InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.net, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from gum disease like gingivitis? If so, hope has arrived. I'd like to introduce you to Vitamir. Vitamir is the all-natural toothpaste and mouthwash designed to protect against and promote healing of gum disease. Unlike most toothpaste and mouthwash, Vitamir contains no alcohol, no sugar, and no fluoride. Instead, Vitamir products contain zinc to inhibit plaque growth and promote healing, folic acid to reduce inflammation, myrrh used since biblical times for gum disease, and clove oil. Gum disease is serious. Research links gum disease to health problems like diabetes, stroke, and heart disease. With a regular program of oral hygiene, including Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash, your chances of experiencing gum disease will be greatly diminished. Find out for yourself why health professionals across America are recommending Vitamir. Order yours today from Cliff Scott Enterprises. Call toll-free 800-569-4340. That's 800-569-4340, or visit their website at www.cliffscott.com.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the streets indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. We are now 8 minutes and 30 seconds into this second hour as we broadcast against tyranny. Charlotte Iserby, former deputy head, number two position, Department of Education, joining us, expert on the New World Order, to talk about the National ID Card, the New Freedom Initiative, the government saying there's impending terror attacks. All of it's coming up. But since you've been holding so long, let's go to these three callers that have been holding the longest, Regina, Mark, and Patrick first. Regina in Pennsylvania, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I wanted to say that everything that I heard that man said about eugenics connects to UNESCO, and I just want to maybe put a little plug in here. Bill Moyers now is on tonight on PBS, and he's going to have the third-party candidates, including Michael Peruca, at 9 p.m. tonight. I think this is very important because I heard the lady before us talking about under God, but I don't hear people saying that Mr. Bush, who spoke so highly that he's such a wonderful Christian man that wants to save the world, I don't see that in my Constitution, is basically following UNESCO. UNESCO is what driving the policy in the public schools, and as I see it...
Well, let me just say this. Let me just say this again. The United Nations Educational and Cultural Organization runs everything from our national parks to the Statue of Liberty under World Heritage and World Biosphere sites. They set our education policy. They want the forced psychological testing, the forced inoculations. New Freedom Initiative is a handbook for them. And, yes, Bush signed back onto that, and Bush said God guides him. Well, what God is that, Mr. Bush?
Right. Right.
Kerry said he shares that same faith. You mean that skull and bones faith?
Right. What under God is, are we referring to? Because my God is Jesus Christ, and I just encourage people to pick up on that and pray for what we have going on up here in Pennsylvania is the prominent pro-life group has totally ignored Michael Peruca and Chuck Baldwin. So, you know, we have to get together. I sent you some information on...
And it's driving me crazy. I know Chuck Baldwin listens to this show as running mate. I want both those guys on the show next week.
Okay, well, please do that. But right now we can see them and pray about it for tonight, that hopefully this will not be preempted as it was last week by the main party debates. I want to tell you, too, Alex, I sent you some stuff on Children of God for Life and the fetal tissue cells in the vaccinations. If we could get the information out, some of these so-called pro-life people, and I don't want to be derogatory, but when I see the acceptance of Bush and the total disregard for life, when we have fetal tissue cells, human fetal tissue cells, in our vaccinations.
No, I hear you. Regina, I got to go, though. Thank you for the call. No, you're right. And, you know, if these pro-lifers knew this, they'd be against it. And I totally agree with you. But look, the reason she brought up eugenics last hour in a state hearing here a few weeks ago, Dr. Breeding was there. It was in the news. They said, we're drugging over half the children because they're mentally ill, they're genetically defective, they're subhuman. They said they're mentally defective, they have bad brains. Okay, that's they're saying they're subhuman. Eugenics, folks. All right, real quick, because our guest is holding, Mark in Kentucky. Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, Alex, great program, and I really appreciate having access on the Internet to GCN. I'm just so upset at the fraud and brainwashing going on by our what's supposed to be the free press, corporate press. I'm a communications degreed individual, and I'm ashamed I won't work for the industry. Did you notice in the Austin Chronicle the mention of Bad Narek as a write-in in the endorsement for Kerry? Is that not a blast?
It's amazing. So you're reading the Austin Chronicle from Kentucky.
Well, on the Bad Narek listservs, we circulate a lot of stuff and try to attack where there's fraud throughout the system, mostly on the Internet, but also just in the straight press. Right now,
the Chronicle's a real piece of work.
Right now, I'm taking advantage. I've got to get out the door in a minute, but our local ABC affiliate has given the candidates a three-minute freebie. And last February, we had a special election, and they censored a part where I was trying to draw a connection between Abraham Lincoln's assassination and John F. Kennedy's and their difficulties with the banking industry. And I thought, well, okay, that is a little bit of reading between the lines and conjecture. But right now they're wanting to censor me again relative to my statements about misapplication of our tax codes, and which probably they're not directly going against, but I think they're not happy with me saying that we have clear research suggesting government foreknowledge in 9/11, and also if at the least, and government complicity at the worst. So I guess I'm going to have to go tackle that issue with the producer here in a few minutes.
All right, good to hear from you. I appreciate the call, Mark. You keep it up. Last call, quickly. Patrick in Texas, go ahead.
Yes, Alex, I am mentally ill, and I have seen them get paid off a little treat to get the new drugs pushed on. I've been beaten for refusing medication, and it's no difference in a drug dealer. I believe they know it. I believe they just love the money because it's an easy job, and it's crunching with it.
Well, they give them, again, $50,000 bonuses, all expense luxury cruises.
How do they
say half the foster children need to be on drugs, and it's over that number? I mean, how do they come up with... I mean, that's so obviously ridiculous.
Yeah, they're demonic. I believe they're really demonic.
Thanks for the call, Patrick. All right, let's bring her up. She's Charlotte Iserby, and we'll tell you about her website and her phone book-sized book, Deliberate Dumbing Down of America. She's here to talk about a whole host of issues. Charlotte, it's great to have you on with us. Why don't you, in a synopsis, tell folks about yourself?
Well, I've been around a while. I arrived back in the United States in the early 70s from 18 years overseas, and put my children in the public school system, had hysterics, ran for school board, saw everything coming down the pike, formed an organization in Maine to try to get back to basics, did a lot of work, so the White House finally selected me to go down with others that were selected as well because they were activists from all over the country. The Reagan White House selected us to go down to get rid of the Department of Education, which, of course, never happened because it wasn't meant to be that way. But I got so upset that I started leaking documents grants and contracts going all over the world, and I got fired. And but before leaking the documents, I got all marvelous documents out, and a lot of them are in my book, the incriminating treasonous documents. As you were talking earlier, all out of the UN, every education system in the world is controlled by the UN.
Bush is signed back on to UNESCO.
Yep, absolutely.
Did you hear me going over the quotes by the people for the state pushing forced drugging of all these children? They say the children are basically, the mentally inept, or that they have bad brains, and that's why we're putting them all on drugs?
I didn't hear that, but, after being in the public school system for a while, it's natural that they would have mush in their head, or that's the least dangerous, the mush, but the brainwashing is even more dangerous. And
so now we have a school system and a system that's destroyed our children, so now they're going to get even more power out of the crisis that they created. Let's, in a nutshell, the New Freedom Initiative. Tell folks about that.
Well, that's a sweeping mental health initiative. Oh, I love it. The semantics here are like George Orwell, right? Like the Patriot Act, huh? The New Freedom Initiative. Well, folks, you're free to have the federal government screen you for your mental illnesses. And, if you listen to Alex Jones or Charlotte Isherby, you might be considered mentally ill and you might get screened, huh? All Americans are going to be screened for mental deficiencies. Doesn't this sound sort of like something that happened in the late 30s and, in 1917, et cetera? Okay, Lubyanka prison, Solzhenitsyn, the electric shock, et cetera. That's what the George Bush, the good conservative Christian candidate for president, is got for us down the pike. It's coming very fast, actually. They always set up a commission first, and then they do all their dirty work, and then they stamp it with a beautiful gold stamp, and then they present it to the Congress, and then it goes right through.
Well, 10 states have already implemented it.
That's right. Illinois has got it. And, of course, the drug companies and the involvement of the drug companies with the Bush family and all is unbelievable. I've got a marvelous email right here of from the British Medical Journal. You have to go to the British to get the truth on it, although they often don't tell the truth. But Bush plans to screen all U.S. students for mental illness, British Medical Journal. And then it goes into the fact that it's not just going to be students, it's going to be all of us. But I'm sure, Alex, that you've got all of this on your website, and I hope that the American people by this time realize that when they see words like freedom and patriot and security and all these words, they understand that it's just the opposite.
Well, it certainly is. But we got you on today specifically to talk about the National ID card. They've got two bills. David Dreyer's introduced one, but the other one is part of this new Super Patriot Act bill that's already passed the House and the Senate. It's in conference committee. This sucker is the end-all, be-all of police state. Tell us about it.
Yeah, it is. And what's very interesting is that our elected officials, who are supposed to represent us, have been stonewalling constituents who've asked whether it is actually true. We know it's true because we've been working on
it
18 months, that the Bush administration hired two former Russian, Soviet, brutal KGB chiefs to design an internal passport for Americans. And when I first wrote about it, I had everybody jumping on me and saying, oh, that can't be true and all. Well, so now I know it is true. And my Senator Snow, Olympia Snow, and Senator Collins is very involved in this, involved in the bill you were just referring to, as well. And we have been unable, with Snow, 17 months I've been trying to get an appointment, written about 10 letters, 20 emails, been to her Portland office, been stonewalled this length of time, gotten absolutely nowhere, and got nowhere with Senator Collins. And then finally, the truth will out a little bit late, right? The truth outed when H.R. 10 was passed, and we've got the specific wording there that we're going to have, it's going to be put into the
driver's. For those who don't understand, we knew about this 2 years ago. Now it's mainstream news. They really have hired Primakov and former heads of the KGB to help design this. I mean, you couldn't write a book, a fiction novel, this crazy. No one would believe it, Charlotte.
Well, not only has Primakov been hired and Karpov, But former KGB types have been hired by the Bush administration and many conservative organizations to consult in this country. What you're looking at, Alex, is what I've said all along, but I never dreamt it would get to this point. Really.
Stay there. Stay there. We got to come back.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol? Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you're interested in saving money on your prescription drugs, call Canada right now and talk to a pharmacist to save your money.
You can talk to a real pharmacist at Granville Pharmacy in Vancouver at 1-877-766-1666. You can save up to 50% on your prescription medication.
If you're looking to save money on your prescription medications, you can call Canada right now, 1-877-766-1666.
U.S. gold and silver coins. Tired of guessing what they are? Which are collectible? Which are bullion? Get your answers where the experts get theirs. The 2005 Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. As a special offer, Midas Resources will send you a 2005 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for only $22.95. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Learn what real money is. Feel real money. Get your 2005 Red Book and genuine silver dollar today. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Look, they've got their electronic voting machines in place over a lot of the country, enough to swing any election, any local election. So now the oil, $55 a gallon, a barrel. They're taking your freedoms. They're setting up a police state. They're getting rid of the borders. They're doing it all. And they're mass drugging the children. They're just taking over. And yes, it's true. Bush says he looked at Putin's soul, saw his soul, it's a man he can trust, and Putin's carrying out his own terror attacks for a police state. Russia's merging with NATO. They're good little thugs like the globalists are, and they go out and do the most outlandish things, hire Soviets, former Soviets, to come over and consult about how to have a police state in America. I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, look at how far we've gone. The average cop out there listening, do you think all this is normal? Charlotte Iserby, a former number two position, Department of Education, during the Reagan administration. Charlotte, continuing with this whole national ID card, I mean, we've gone over it with Larry Pratt, subsection by subsection, but you'll have to have this to have a job. Homeland Security will decide if you can even have a job anywhere. You're going to have color coding built into the digital database. What else do you think is important about this national ID card?
Well, I think that everything that you've ever done, if you've ever written, probably ever written an email that was opposed to George Bush, if you've had a medical problem or depression or whatever, they can take whatever information they want, regardless of how solid it is, and use it against you to stop you from traveling wherever you want to go. I mean, the right to travel is a basic freedom in any country, basically. But this is exactly what they're implementing. And I think that, you know, the groups, the American Civil Liberties Union, some conservative groups, et cetera, that I think there were 30 of them that were opposed to this particular legislation. And they didn't pay any attention to it. But that makes a lot of sense to me. I could have told those groups, because I have been for 18 months trying to find out why the Bush administration hired Saddam Hussein's closest associate, Primakov, to design this internal passport for DARPA, the Office of Information Awareness. I have had nothing but stonewalling. So, and of course, there were Americans out there, which really bothered me, Alex. They were supposedly our good friends, who got mad at me for writing these articles that I wrote and said, you don't have the proof, blah, 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 blah. You know, well, I knew I did, because when it takes 18 months to get it, I never got an answer, right? I got my answer finally when these very people had accomplished their evil doings, which was last week. But I could not. I mean, if the American people had jumped on the bandwagon with me 18 months ago on this issue, well, who knows? I don't think it would have made any difference, really, would it? No. Huh?
Well,
no.
Charlotte,
in your
face, right? Charlotte, to be clear here, what's happened is, the CAPS II system, bad credit, divorces,
yep.
Political statements, left,
right,
you suddenly can't fly. Now they say it's to have a car, drive a bus, food service, agriculture, and then it's going to be any infrastructure protection, you're not going to be able to have a job. And they say it's going to be hundreds of public and private databases full of all those mistakes as well, integrated.
Okay.
Now, the danger of a national ID card was always that they do something just like this with it, and out of the gates they say, yeah, we're going to have one, and we're going to do all these draconian things with it out of the gates.
They just don't care. They are in your face. They've got it made. They've done it. If the American people don't recognize this right now, look, Alex, I'm going to come right out now and say something. We don't have much time left. You know that. My recommendation is really weird. I recommend that we get Kerry in there, because he's going to be, if possible, because they're both skull and bones, they've got the same agenda, but if possible, he's going to be so bad that the conservative Christians who let George Bush do anything he wants, no matter what, they get after Kerry for it, right? We may be able to save this country by having someone so rotten in there, like Kerry, that those Christian conservatives who allow George Bush to get away with anything that Kerry might do are going to get off their duffs, wake up, and try to bring this country back to where it came from.
Let me stop you. I have said the exact same thing, because your father was skull and bones.
Yeah, my grandpa too.
Yeah, and we'll talk later about what your father said to you on his deathbed.
Yeah.
But before we do that, I mean, you know, you work for Ronald Reagan. You're a real conservative, and you found out the truth of what was going on. You and others were instrumental in getting Reagan to pull out of UNESCO, which Bush now has signed us back onto. But the point here is this. Conservatives are totally asleep while Bush butchers this country.
That's right.
And yes, if Kerry gets in there, finally they will start waking up.
I'm so glad you feel that way, Alex. I do, and I've had a lot of opposition from good friends of mine. They think I'm wrong, but I know I'm not. I'll tell you one thing. About 20 years ago, when Reagan got elected, I remember saying to Tom Winter, the editor of Human Events.
Tell you what, stay there. We'll talk about it when we get back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
How do you feel when you pull up to the gas pump to fill up your car? I'm Patrick T. Parker from Barclay Financial. The real estate market's been going through the roof. Auto sales are brisk, and they say there isn't inflation. Commodity prices are on the rise due to not only demand from the U.S., but India, China, the Pacific Rim. In fact, we're seeing global economic expansion. Do you know how to take advantage of rising or falling interest rates? Do you know how to take advantage of price movements in items like copper for housing and auto industries, grains, cotton, interest rates, and more? Are you aware that the dollar value of exchange-traded commodities exceeds that of the American and New York stock exchanges combined daily? The commodities markets are a mystery to most people and involve substantial risk of loss. In fact, people can and do lose money trading commodities. Inflation is on the rise, and that creates opportunity in today's commodities market. Find out about options for your future by calling Barclay Financial right now at 1-800-914-3223. That's 1-800-914-3223. The call is free, the information is free, but the knowledge could be priceless. Barclay Financial, mystery solved.
We're talking to Charlotte Iserby, and we told you years ago that they were already setting up the state driver's license under federal parameters as a national ID card. I got the documents on that 9 years ago when they started thumb scanning here in Texas. Actually, 10 years ago. Wow. 93. And now there's, what, two states that haven't put in thumb scanning or face scanning that digital photo. And then under this law, they'll have to do it, too. And then you'll have to have this to have a job. And I saw Ridge on TV on C-SPAN 2 years ago say, you're going to have this to have a job. It's for security, infrastructure protection, any job. And now they're saying in this bill, well, it's going to start with these hundreds of industries that we list. Any factory, any bus driver, any taxi driver, any food service, any anything, basically. You're going to have it. And now they call it a national ID card, and it's been introduced in two different bills. And it is the classic Soviet/Nazi national ID card. But by the way, they're billing it to stop illegal aliens, but I've read the bill, I've had the experts on, it actually gives a waiver to all the illegals. They don't have to do it. We accept all their matricula cards. So it's a sick joke on all of us, and it's so painful to watch our country being dismantled. We'll talk more to Charlotte Isabey here in just a minute or two, and then we'll go to your calls. These loaded phone lines for Todd and Caroline and Ralph and Dan and Leon and everybody else that is patiently holding. Before I go back to Charlotte Isherby, and we'll tell you about her book as well, I've made 11 films. And my 11th film, American Dictators, is out. And American Dictators is out on DVD. It's 115 minutes long on DVD, 95 minutes on VHS. They're both excellent. And one DVD is $19.95, one VHS is $19.95. But if you order each additional copy of it on DVD, it's $5.95. So for $25.95, you get two copies. Think about that. That's quite a deal. And you can get unlimited copies for $5.95 apiece after the first copy. Call. Get 4, 5, 6, 10, 20 copies. Give them to everybody you know. Give them as gifts. Give them out now. They expose the fake left-right paradigm. And the films are having a big effect. All my other films, of course, we've got discounts on those as well. Other different specials. So go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to peruse the different specials on the films or the books or the other films by other authors that we carry. Or call toll-free to order or to ask questions. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com to order. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. But bottom line, step out of the darkness. Take that first step. Become an info warrior. Start waking people up in your area. And a great way to do it is with American Dictators. But if you haven't gotten Road to Tyranny or Masters of Terror, you got to get those first to know who was behind 9/11 and to have the evidence. And also, you can make copies of my videos. I want you to spread the word with them. Charlotte Isherby, your website, tell folks about it.
It's Deliberate Dumbing, D-U-M-B-I-N-G, down. The three words together, DeliberateDumbingDown.com. And on my website, you'll find all my articles, too, which helps the background for everything that I ever say on radio. But the latest article I've written is the one that you saw called, Achtung, Your Passport, Bitte. My husband loved that. He added the Bitte, which means please in German. And I've written that article, which is probably the last article I will write on the subject. This is my fourth one since I became concerned 18 months ago, finding out that the Bush administration actually had hired these guys to be involved with the CAPS program and state security card. It's frightening, and all the documentation in regard to this issue is on my website, including the latest issue. But it's called, and also let me go back to my suggestion earlier that I'm not suggesting you vote for John Kerry. Nobody could do that with a clear conscience. But vote for Michael Perutka, because he certainly does stand for everything that any good Christian constitutionalist American stands for.
Yeah, have a moral vote.
Right.
Vote for Michael Perutka. And know that what you've done is moral. Now I don't want to get too much into Skull and Bones here today, because I want to get more into the national ID card and people's calls.
Right.
And by the way, this new bill just doesn't have the national ID card. It has all the Patriot Act 2 and more.
Everything.
And it has funding for the Total Information Awareness Network. I mean, it's all there, folks. But before we go any further, I mean, let's talk about Skull and Bones. I mean, it's clear that Bush and Kerry are staging this whole thing. This is a staged event. But I wanted to talk about what Skull and Bones is. I mean, this thing was set up in 1832. It's very secretive. It's an offshoot then out into Bohemian Grove, which your dad had said that he'd been to.
Yeah.
Your father, on his deathbed and before he died of cancer, told you about some of this. And again, your father, your grandfather were both members of this. And so you're really a family on the inside of this. For listeners out there, can you discuss what your father said?
Well, no, Dad never really discussed much of it, except I guess I forced him into it once when I said I was working on the Child Abuse in the Classroom book that I wrote with Phyllis Schlafly, and we were discussing. He heard these conversations for 6 months. He was in bed. And then one day he said to me, what's wrong with world government?
this came out, because up until that time, he had never discussed any of this stuff with me. It's very secret. I did know all of his Skull and Bones friends, and they were all in his wedding, and he saw them all, you know, through the years until he died. They were his friends. I want to point out that only about three in each class really go on to being very important movers and shakers worldwide, and my dad never was one of them. But anyway, he finally said, I said to him, what are you talking about? What's wrong with world government? I said, whose constitution? And he said, oh, well, we'll take care of that later when it comes about. And I said, huh? You know, well, about 5 months later, after he had continued to hear us talking on the phone like this, well, a week before he died, he looked at me and he said, Char, if I had more time, I'd help you. But he had been conditioned from 1924 when he graduated to 1985 when he died. And they continue to condition them because they meet all the time. It's sort of like the teachers always having to go for in-service training. And they can't let them alone because the human spirit and the human mind rebels, right, against brainwashing. So they got to keep doing it, doing it, doing it.
Now, that's, if you, yeah. I'm going from memory, Charlotte Isabey, former deputy head of the Department of Education under Ronald Reagan, the first administration. But I think the last time we talked, though, he said a little bit more, though, about, oh, Bohemian Grove.
No, he did go. He was invited to go to Bohemian Grove.
Yeah, but you said he made some comments about that.
Oh, yeah, he didn't like it. He was there for 2 weeks. And I was amazed it went on for 2 weeks. But anyway, I found some of his letters to my mom in regard to it. And he said that the lectures and all were very interesting, but he didn't like the atmosphere and that he would never go back again. And he was not happy. But you have to remember, my dad was not that type at all. I mean, he was not an elitist. He was basically a very wonderful guy who wouldn't charge legal fees for someone, you know, who was hard up. And he was an elected official at the local level. He was a New York lawyer. He always told me he wished he'd been a farmer. So he really, you know, Thoreau was his hero. And so all of these activities really did not, I feel sorry for my dad that he ever even got tapped by Skull and Bones.
But you know what? But you said there at the end, a week before he died, because you're there taking care of him like a good daughter.
Right.
He said, Char, I wish I'd, you know, was still going to be here because I'd want to help you.
That's right. And that shows that this can happen with these people. And you have to point out that a lot of these people, like my father, are perfectly good people and they're very good Americans and they believe that they are constitutionalists and they can tell me or you sort of dumb things like my brilliant father, what's wrong with world government? Because they're not thinking straight.
Well, it's the peer pressure.
That's right, Alex, but it's also conditioning, because with conditioning, there's no thinking going on. They're not able to make connections. The Americans can't make connections anymore. You know that. They're conditioned to believe one thing. You try to tell them something else, and they look at you like, are you off this planet? Because they can't connect this driver's license, for instance, or, excuse me, internal security passport, whatever. They can't connect that with next year when they want to, you know, move from Massachusetts to Rhode Island and they get stopped because something's wrong with their car. They can't connect it when they have to present and see what happens. They say, oh, sorry, hey, wait a minute, I'm sorry, there's something on your record. They can't make that connection. And that's because they've been conditioned, and not only on this issue, on every single issue, talk to these pathetic neighbors or Americans that we all love and we wish would understand that they're about to lose the most important thing in the world, which is freedom. They cannot make that connection because they have been conditioned. My dad could not make that connection. He said to me, what's wrong with world government? And I said, whose constitution? He's a lawyer. He's an elected official, a mayor. Whose constitution? He hadn't made that connection.
Well, Charlotte, yeah, and a lot of these people also are in denial. Subconsciously, they know the truth. But again, your father at the end said, you know, you're right. But backing away from this for a second,
yeah.
Anything else from these letters? Anything else you got from Skull and Bones? Or
no, not really, Alex. I'd love to be able to give you more, but I'll tell you one thing. The food was evidently absolutely delicious, and the drink was delicious, and they all stayed in these absolutely elegant little log cabins. And
yeah, I've been there.
There were there were very amusing shows that went on. I didn't read about any of the, you know, outrageous things that I do know go on.
But your dad said that he didn't like it.
No, he never wanted to go back.
I think the quote from 2 years ago was, it's horrible or something.
Yeah. Well, weird.
Yeah. Well, Richard Nixon did a Harper's interview that never got published, but there were rumors of it. Now the tape's been released by the Nixon Museum,
right?
And he actually called it the most horrible, GD, faggy thing he'd ever seen.
Well, you know what? I have a feeling that my dad may have said that, but at the time back then, I didn't really understand how much. The political people, the insiders, were into that sort of thing. I think Dad did make a comment to that effect.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I know it's hard to talk about this stuff. Well, I mean,
no,
look.
I don't mind at all. And as you know, I'm the one that gave the list to Tony Sutton. I did that. I felt like a real traitor to my dad. I had the books, and it was only through those lists that dear Tony, my good friend, the late Tony Sutton, that the information ever got out, which enabled Tony, he threw the list, the membership list, out on the table, and he looked at them and he told me, he said, Charlotte, it was then that I was able to make the connections and to understand who was behind all the wars, the Russian Revolution, etc. He said, I saw the family name. And he said it was amazing because for years Tony had been writing on Soviet, our assistance to the Soviet Union, Wall Street and Hitler and all these books, right? And he said it always, in his mind, he thought, why are we doing this? And when he saw the names, the list, which happened to arrive in the mail, my poor dad, he was sick in bed and couldn't open the mail, and they arrived, and I saw the little black books. And Tony asked me if I would lend them to him, and I didn't. He FedExed them back to me immediately. But that's how... He was, I don't know about other people, but that is how Tony came to understand the very seriousness of the situation with these elite families.
I want to go to some calls here in just a moment, but Charlotte, Skull and Bones, knowing how it operates, how they swear allegiance to the organization, I mean, do you think with Bush and Kerry it's a totally staged election? I mean, it's an inside deal, or do you think that...
It's got to be, because how could this country with 240 million people end up with two guys running against each other? What a joke. Excuse me. Oh, God.
Yeah, well, and now we know they're cousins, too. Let's go ahead and take a call. Let's talk to Todd in Florida. Todd, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, thanks to both of you for the work that you do. I guess as far as dumbing down the country, to what degree does that help this tacit acceptance of all technology? Is it that intricate, or is it just kind of accidental that now, as people are less discerning, they're also inherently accepting all technology?
Well, I would say accepting all these bad applications of the technology. Technology is like a gun. You know, it's inanimate. It's how it's used. Charlotte?
Well, the use of technology in the curriculum, certainly K through 12, I deal with that a lot in my book, right? The plans were made in 1981 under Reagan to have a computer for every child. They said we can afford that. Basically, that kind of technology was set up because they've got to put in the school-to-work agenda.
And that allows standardization,
yes.
Total federal centralization.
Absolutely. It is so simple. Management by objectives, the planning programming system, total quality management, all of which is basically based on measuring. And when you see the word measure, it may look like an innocent word. It's not. That is Pavlov. Because you've got to be able to measure, and only through conditioning, brainwashing, the use of Pavlov, can you actually measure. You know, the human soul can't be measured, can it? But you can measure performance, but you can't measure what a person...
And every time the numbers come out, they've dumbed them down even more, they go, good job, here's more funding.
Exactly. They at the top, we think that they're upset when the test scores go down. No, they're thrilled, because that's the goal. The goal is an absolutely illiterate society. I always say they could not have put this system, changed our whole restructuring our system to the Soviet system unless we were dumbed down to the extent we didn't know
now,
our form of government.
Let me add something to this. I don't want to give him a plug, but I was in the car,
right,
listened to 30 minutes of Sean Hannity yesterday,
yeah,
and he thought it was real funny. He sent Flipper out, well, one of their little correspondents, with a cell phone to the mall, and they talked to about eight different women, and none of them knew who the vice presidential candidates were. None of them knew anything, and he thought this was real funny. You know, this was very celebratory that people didn't know their head from a hole in the ground. But it's the same thing with the conservatives, maybe one step up, the neocon followers. You know, they've got all their opinions because they think, oh, look at all the dumb liberals don't know who the vice presidential candidates are. Well, they're just a little bit more informed, but also have, their ideas set in stone and are just as stupid.
Well, our whole Congress is dumbed down, and every media guy is dumbed down. I mean, why wouldn't they be? They all, basically, most of them went to the public through the public. People call it public fool system, public school system. It's the most brilliant. I call it the four-prong fork, the devil's fork. Over a period of 100 years, they've done it. There are four things. The dialectic, create the problem, people scream, impose the solution, which you wanted in the first place, everybody accepts it. That's going on every day. Semantic deception, where they use terms like basic skills. The basic skill is to be tolerant of every lifestyle,
et cetera. New freedom.
Right? Big bucks, and the dialectic. Well, I mentioned that. Semantic deception, dialectic, big bucks, and gradualism, the frog in the cold water. And people, you know, over 100 years, all these things take place, and they don't realize what's happening to them because it's gradual until finally, like we are right now, the frog is frying. We're frying, folks. So it's those four things. Remember that that is how they did it to us, and it's brilliant and it's diabolical.
We'll be right back with more of your calls. Please stay with us, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order. Can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
I want to keep of the next hour with Declan McCullough from CNN News, also writing about the new national ID card, Super Patriot Act bill, super evil bill. But going back to calls, who's up next here, John? Caroline in Texas, you're on the air with Charlotte Iserby. Go ahead.
Hello.
Yes.
Yes. I just wanted to call and let you know that I had just spoke with my brother. He is a contract computer hacker for the National Guard in Washington, D.C. He's also a member of the OTO and very heavily practices the Hermetic Western tradition. He's telling me that up there that they're saying that Senator Dayton is basically a chicken. No one else really right now is leaving, having their staff leave or anything. He actually thinks that I'm crazy for listening to you, too. But, you know what?
A White House source told U.S. News and World Report 3 months ago that the Capitol would be attacked. We have that posted. I'm not saying that's going to happen. I love how they put this stuff out. Then people respond, and if it doesn't happen, we're bad for reading U.S. News and World Report and the Associated Press. And, yes, I know, Washington Times, they're calling him a coward. They're calling him an idiot. They're calling him all of this. Leaders in D.C. mock Dayton is the headline. Senator Byrd backs Dayton's decision to close offices. I mean, when the feds put out reports that it's going to be attacked, what do you expect people to do? But now, by computer hacker, you mean your brother fights hackers, or he's out hacking for them?
He hacks for the government, and he also makes sure that their systems are not being hacked. And he said the Russians are the worst at trying to hack in, and yet they're so obvious. You know, when they're trying to hack, that it's, you know, he said it's actually funny.
Well, funny. My sources say it's the Chinese.
Really? Yeah. Well, but also on the mental health issue, I am a psychiatric nurse at ASH. I've been psychiatric for 18 years. I want people to know that there are people out there that do go to bat for these people that don't need the excess medications, and I am one of those. I am trying to find another job, but it's very difficult to find one at the pay that I'm making now because I can't afford to lose much money.
Well, for those who just joined us last hour, we talked about these psychiatrists at the state committee saying that these people are brain damaged, they have bad genes, that's why over half the foster kids have to be on these drugs. I mean, that's eugenics. And of course, the committee's mouth was hanging open. I mean, are you around doctors that say this? I mean, do you ever see them say this?
I don't actually work with the children because I flat out refuse. I am so against the program, the way that it's been run for years.
What is it like to see them bring little kids in and then drug the living daylights out of them?
It breaks my heart. And I have to do that sometimes to adults that I don't think are mentally ill. And I have to be very careful even what I'm doing because they're about ready to take me around to admissions because I'm paranoid and delusional.
Charlotte, is there any comments about what this lady's saying, this brave lady?
Well, she's right on. I mean, it's fabulous that she's willing to say that on your radio station. I mean, it's just, you know, history repeats itself. And
the Soviets did this. The Nazis did this.
Yep. And the Soviets had, you know, I always think of Lubyanka prison, and where they I've got so much research on that, where anybody who was opposed to the regime, and usually the very brilliant, you know, the intellectuals, the writers, the thinkers, the dissenters. Alexander Solzhenitsyn, but I mean the electric shock treatment and the drugs and all that they put them on, and they died. And I mean, this is what we're going to be moving into if someone doesn't put a stop to this, in quotes, freedom initiative.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how Orwellian can it get? It's new freedom. You're all going to be under organ rule now. Mm-hmm.
I mean, the use of words. I mean, I guess most Americans have not read 1984 by George Orwell. It's quite obvious they haven't. If they did, they've forgotten everything that they read.
Final comments to our caller. Anything else, ma'am?
I just, you know, want to say that some of the people that have children, I try to warn them about what's coming for their children, and they, you know, they say you need to go to admissions, you know, but we'll be gentle on you, you know.
Terrible, sad. Well, good luck with your work. Keep it up.
Thank you.
We'll be back with the third hour of Worldwide Transmission Against Tyranny, and we'll also have Declan McCullough with us. Charlotte, you can stay with us, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we'll be right back.